Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, hello and welcome to another edition of PTPN's Music Video Jukebox. I'm John Kesalika, and today I'm going to be taking a look at the video for Karma Police by Radiohead. Now, this is Radiohead's third video off of their 1997 album, OK Computer, coming after Paranoid Android, a bit of an animated feature that was very, very odd, and, of course, the one-take video for No Surprises, which featured Tom York almost getting drowned. But my favorite of that bunch is this video for Karma Police. It has a very mysterious vibe to it, leaves us kind of wondering what's happening in it, and leaves itself open for a lot of discussion. Has a really moody feel to it that matches the song perfectly. So let's take a look. The YouTube link is in the post here, and we are going to start it up in 3, 2, 1. One of my favorite aspects of this video is how well director Jonathan Glazer handles each shot. Like, each frame is treated almost like its own still photo that you could hang on a wall. The use of light also just captures the feel of being on a dark street. One of the reasons it does that is that they actually shot this on a very barren road, stretch of road in England. They didn't utilize green screen like you would on many car shots in a TV show or movie. So here we are on this desolate road, the light, only source of light coming from our headlights, and we're off on our ride to nowhere. The song's fairly minimalist when you think about Radiohead 2, really only featuring that piano, guitar, and drums, as well as Tom York's vocals. None of the electronic flourishes we'd come to really know them for. The minimalist feel is matched in this video, as we really, if you watch it, only have, I think, 12 cuts total. Right now, we're still on that one shot as we pan into the video, into the car, and finally see our performer. We see the singer, Tom York. Fun fact, if you read some reviews of this video on the making of, I remember Tom York mentioning that the fumes from the exhaust were actually kind of drifting into the car as they shot this. So you see where he cuts off on his lip syncing. He chalks that up to, kind of exhaustion and being in a daze from breathing in the exhaust. The mystery really begins with this video, as we don't know what are we doing here. We're chasing somebody down the road who's obviously running in fear. And there's no real clue as to what it is. Has he done us wrong? Are we after him? Is Tom York, is Radiohead after him? Still in our same shot as we come back in. General creepiness all around with that lyric of "this is what you'll get." What you'll get is what? We're going to chase you down with a car. Overall, just an eerie feeling as we come back. The hopelessness of being chased. Coming up right here, we're about 2 minutes and 30 seconds in and we get our first actual cut of the video. It's our close-up of the victim, our man being chased. And we can see him kind of drifting, fading in and out of light and dark, which really gives a panicked feel. This is an actor they brought in from Hungary, who actually ran this stretch of road however many times they needed for the takes of the shot, and was cramping up if you, again, read the histories on this, and they would have to inject him to help him limber up. So this exhaustion we're seeing on the screen is very real. It's this horror story mystery now. What happens now that he's caught? Now that we've caught up to him. Car backs up and the real square off is about to happen, the showdown. Feel a real sense of intensity here, wondering who's going to give. Is the car going to give? Are we letting him go? Or are we going to you know, charge at him and run him over. You can see our victim kind of fiddling about, planning something. The actor also said that he got a huge blister on his fingers when trying to light those matches, which was really painful. And this is where the turnaround happens. It turns out he had noticed the vehicle losing fuel, lights the dripping fuel, and all of a sudden the vehicle's in reverse. Now, our victim is now chasing the car. The car's engulfed in flames. All of a sudden, what was originally the Karma Police, I guess, maybe that's what they're going for, is being chased himself. Come back inside, Tom York is no longer there. And gives us a bit of a mysterious ending. So, director summed it up. Director Jonathan Grazer really summed this up, said, it's a pretty simple concept. You're being chased, and then you're doing the chasing. And I think that simple concept really matches with the simplicity of the song. Really, really ties in as well with that kind of calm, eerie feeling of a desolate, abandoned street at night where the only lights are those car lights. And just puts you in the mood to match a song and feel alone with it. I used to drive alone, I remember, at night on the way home from rehearsals and on desolate roads and have this song playing and fit that mood. Probably inspired by this video. So what do you guys think? Tell us in the comments. Tell us on the page. Any feelings or reminiscence about Karma Police or other Radiohead videos? And any of the other videos that you've seen? We're up every day with a new post for a new video, so check back in. And feel free to leave any suggestions of videos you'd like to see in the future. So I'm John Kesselika. Thanks again for joining us on PTBN's Music Video Jukebox of the Day.